Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com. Chris, are you out of your quarantine? Although we're all still kind of quarantined anyway right now, you know?
Yeah. I feel like the whole world is quarantined at this point in time. But, no, I went outside. I went out for a run earlier today. That was fantastic.
Nice. Things are crazy. We have no idea of a timeline. We all want one so badly. But, you know, there's been so much talk about maybe the guy's going to Vegas. I'm curious. I don't know how much you've spoken to the players or anybody with the organization, you know, during this time. But if you're the Cavs, like if you're a team like the Cavs, you can't want to play the rest of the season, right? Do you think they want to, these guys? I mean, I know like the guys on good teams might want to come back and try to win a championship, but the players on the Cavs really want to play the rest of the year at this point?
Yeah, so guys, I was thinking the same way as you. Like, how do you get the Detroit Pistons back on the court, right? How do you get the Atlanta Hawks back on the court? How do you get the Washington Wizards and teams like that back on the court? So I was thinking the same exact thing. But I've talked to a couple of different players, and I've talked to I think every single coach on the staff at this point in time. They all want to play. They all want to get back on the court. And I think part of it is because they were on such a good place and on such a roll at the time that everything got shut down. They were 5-6 under J.B. Bickerstaff. They were feeling good about themselves. They felt like they could build some positive momentum going into the off season, and they could use that kind of as a springboard into the off season and then take that from the off season into 2020, 2021. So the people that I have talked to, they all want to get back out on the court. They all want to play. They all want to finish the season. There's one player on the Cavs who is concerned, and I don't know how he would handle it, to be honest with you. Larry Nance Jr. has Crohn's. And because his immune system is compromised because of the medications that he takes, like, he's terrified. Like, I talked to him the other day, and the only time that really he's going outside is to walk around his yard. Other than that, he is staying inside away from everybody, just spending time around his family and his wife, because this is really, really scary for somebody like that. And he said, even if the NBA gives the all clear, he told me the other day, he didn't know that he was definitely going to jump right back into it because he's still worried about what you were saying at the very beginning of this conversation, Bull, about like, yeah, you might not show the symptoms necessarily, but you can still transmit it. So he's concerned because of the contact that he could have with teammates, with opponents, with other people just by being outside the house, that he could be more compromised than other people.
Chris Fedor is with us, of course, talking a little NBA Cavaliers. Chris, we talked about this a couple days ago, and it was a conversation pertaining to LeBron James. It was an opinion by Rick Bucher. Not facts, but like I could understand his point. You know, LeBron is a creature. He's a freak. I mean, he plans, you know, his regimen to get himself up for the season and to peak at a certain time. So I could see the point where maybe Bucher said, hey, maybe he doesn't want to come back because he's thrown off by a couple of months. He's 35 years old. He's got this whole plan to get back and have this great season. And now it's kind of thrown off. What do you think about that idea?
So I think LeBron misspoke initially, or he didn't really think everything through when he first started talking about this. He's gotten himself more educated on coronavirus and the ramifications of it and the serious nature of it all. But the thing that I also know about LeBron is he has always felt like if he's got somebody on his side, the caliber of Anthony Davis, he's going to feel like he has a chance. Even if LeBron is not necessarily at his best or in his peak condition, I think he feels like if I have somebody like Kyrie on my side or Dwayne Wade on my side or Anthony Davis, I've got a chance in a 7-game series against anybody. So I just didn't buy that. I never got the sense in watching LeBron or listening to LeBron this year that he felt like some other team was better equipped to win an NBA championship than the Lakers. In fact, it felt like LeBron was speaking from an air of confidence about the Lakers' chances. So I think he wants to play again. I think he wants to take a run at this thing, and I think he believes there are only a few teams, I think, that people around the NBA believe have a legitimate chance of winning an NBA championship this year. And I think he feels like the Lakers are one of them, and I think other people around the NBA feel like the Lakers are one of them. So I didn't buy what Rick Bucher was saying from that standpoint of LeBron doesn't want to go back because he knows what the outcome's going to be.
I agree with you, Chris. I thought it was complete hogwash when I heard it the other day, too. But speaking of LeBron, I don't know if either of you guys saw this. I forgot to mention it earlier, but when Dustin brought up LeBron, it reminded me. Last night on ESPN or ESPN2, I don't remember what channel it was on, they were showing LeBron in high school in his I think it was his senior year, if I remember correctly, against Oak Hill. Did you guys see that or remember that game
was that
or whatever?
The game against Carmelo?
I do remember that.
Against Carmelo?
No, I don't think. You know what? I didn't watch the whole thing, but I don't remember Carmelo being mentioned in the 20 minutes I was watching, so I don't think so.
Chris, was Carmelo and LeBron, they play against each other, did they not?
Yeah, I remember them playing against each other, but Carmelo also had some stuff. I don't know, maybe he was ruled ineligible for that game or maybe
who knows?
Injured.
Maybe he wasn't there and they just didn't mention him in the time I was watching, but it was amazing just watching, because I think it was Oak Hill. Whoever it was the number one team in the country they were playing against. Yeah. And LeBron was just like, it was so funny to watch this because he was, first of all, Dick Vitale and Bill Walton are doing the game and they sound
hey,
much
Matthew,
younger.
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah,
was
right.
Was that me? Was that me? Are you kidding me? Hey, Matthew.
They asked the coach on the other team, you know, how does LeBron rank the other high school players you've seen? They were like, the other coach was like, he's the best player I've ever seen. And LeBron was dunk. I mean, it was ridiculous how good he was in high school. It's nuts.
In
it was crazy
school,
watching.
I remember that. I went to an event at Gund Arena at the time when LeBron was in high school. He was set to play against, I don't remember the team that it was, but there were four teams that were there. One of them was my high school buddy who no longer played at St. Ed's, and he was playing for Warrensville Heights at the time, Ryan Powell. And then the other team was St. Ed's, so I went to see the doubleheader. And LeBron was sick that day. It didn't reach us. We didn't know it for sure, but there were some talks inside the arena at the time where a bunch of fans were saying, oh, I don't know if LeBron's going to play. He doesn't look 100%, da-da-da-da-da. He's in pregame warm-ups. Like doing all these incredible things that you would say, like, that's a high school kid doing that? Are you kidding me? Nobody should be doing that. Not even an NBA player should be doing that. And then he went out and had like a 40-point triple-double or something like that. So he was just unbelievable in high school.
Chris, he was an awesome football player too. I mean, like, people don't know this. He was going into his senior year, he didn't play. But he was rated the number one prospect, Adam, in the state of Ohio as a wide receiver.
Wow.
As a wide receiver, and he posted about this the other day on his Instagram account. I remember that. I mean,
he made the right choice.
He did. He said he wanted to play. He wanted to play for Ohio State. He wanted to play football, but his teammates, of course, in high school, Shion Cotton and those guys, and the whole crew, they said, "Dude, you're not stepping a foot on that football field ever again."
No.
And so he made the right call for sure, right?
Way too valuable as a basketball player.
Yeah,
to put
no
himself
kidding.
In harm's way like that. Yeah.
How good could LeBron be at football? Like, do you think he could play in the NFL right now?
I don't know. So, like, so many people always ask me all these questions about LeBron, and I feel like my answer is redundant. And I just always tell people the same thing. I will never put anything past the guy, ever, because I've seen his work. I've seen the way that he prepares. I've seen him do some incredible things that I didn't even think that he could do, like leading the Cavs from a 3-1 deficit against the Golden State Warriors.
I saw it, Chris.
Regular season team. You know what I mean?
I saw it, Chris. It was a movie.
If LeBron, gonna pat yourself on the back a little bit more.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
I'm going in the helicopter as we speak. Yes.
So if LeBron put his mind to it and he put all of the effort into it to be that kind of player, yes, I think he absolutely could do that.
We're talking with Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. Chris, so again, as we mentioned, nobody's got a timeline, but it's a lot of things being thrown out there. Vegas has been, Chris Maddox mentioned, maybe they'll go do a tournament in Vegas. Who knows what they're going to do? We don't have any idea when they come back. What do you think? There's a drop dead date, or could you see a scenario where, okay, we can't have sports till September, they come back, play a few tune-up games, play the playoffs, and then start the next season in December and January and take a couple of years to get back on schedule? What do you think?
I honestly think the drop dead date, if we're trying to gauge that, is probably September, because I think they do want to crown a champion.
Yeah,
I think that's their number one goal, is to have a champion this year. Aside from the other stuff of keeping the guys healthy and making sure that they adhere to all the guidelines of what's going on in the country and what the doctors are telling them. I think they want to crown a champion, and I think they would want to start the 2020-2021 season by, like, December or something. Like, that has been talked about for a number of years. And I think in the back of their mind, if they had to flip the calendar and change it a little bit where next season starts in December, I think they'd be okay with that. September to December is a tight, tight window to, like, finish things, have some kind of off season, and then get back into it. It wouldn't be ideal. Not a lot of things in this situation are ideal. But my guess is just, like, based on calendar, timing, the drop-dead date would have to be something like September, just because there has to be some kind of off-season and there has to be some kind of break for these guys, both mentally and physically, after finishing one season before going into the next.
Chris, what sort of postseason could we see? How creative could we get with this? I mean, I know that Commissioner Silver has mentioned, you know, possible play-in tournament or something like that to get things going. Or I don't know how this would work, but it seems like the regular season is definitely done. But they, as you say, they want to crown a champion. So how would we go about this that would make it seem like it was a real champion and not some sort of like gimmick?
I think the thing that they would do to try and shorten it as much as possible, guys, I think the most drastic measure that they would take. And look, in a situation like this, I feel like everything's on the table, and I don't think they would discount anything. But you're right, there has to be some semblance of normal when it comes to a postseason and some semblance of real so that there aren't people questioning who the champion is or how they got to that point. I think the thing that they would consider is shortening the playoff series. So if it goes from 7-3 or 7-5 early on to get through the first couple of rounds a little bit quicker. I just don't think they would ever go into a situation where it's like, oh, okay, we're just going to do a one-and-done scenario. And if you lose, you're out. I just can't see the NBA going that direction.
Chris, if the season does not come back, the Cavs will finish the season with the second-worst record in the NBA, only better than Golden State. And so they'll have the second-best odds. You know, it's obviously a little tricky, and if they delay the season, we don't know when the hell the draft's going to be. But at this point, if they end up with the second pick or the first pick in the draft, do you have any clue who they're looking at?
I think they have three guys in one tier, and that's how they see it right now. And I think that's how they have to look at it. The one thing that I know is that they're going to go best player available regardless of position. Position's going to matter maybe to break a tie when you've got a couple of guys within the same tier. But my understanding, based on conversations that I've had and just trying to get as much information as possible, I think right now their top tier is James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball, and Anthony Edwards of Georgia. And then the tier below that is a big, big group, a cluster of about five or six different guys. I don't know who they would take number one at this point in time. They're having a lot of conversations amongst each other right now. They're doing Zoom calls. They're doing conference calls. This would be a time where they were going to go to Europe and scout the Europe guys again one last time and kind of cross-check all their information. But they have done a lot of homework on this year's draft, and they've seen a lot of these guys up close and personal. And they've made trips overseas, and they've done everything that they could do to this point in time. If I had to guess, if they had the first overall pick, I still think they would take Edwards from Georgia. But I don't think anything, when it comes to this draft, considering the way that this draft shakes out with so many question marks about so many of the top guys, I don't think anything is set in stone right now. I don't think anybody knows who's going number one.
By the way, a few different people on Twitter clarified. That's right. Carmelo's a year older than LeBron because Carmelo played a year at Syracuse.
Right. But I thought they played against each other, though.
They did. What people are saying is in LeBron's junior year and Carmelo's senior year, they played against each other. The game I was watching was LeBron's senior year, so there was no Carmelo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. Yeah, because I remember a bunch of the photos and a bunch of the videos from Carmelo playing in an Oak Hill jersey against LeBron playing in St. Vincent St. Mary. So,
Chris, if games come back, the playoffs, I mean, can you anticipate a season where we have an NBA Finals with no fans? Is that what it's going to look like?
Yes, I think so.
100%,
I think? I think no matter the scenario, if we're talking about resuming this season, some regular season games, playoff games, however you want to break it down, I think no matter what happens, fans will not be in that building. I think it's just too dangerous for the players, and I think at some point the NBA has to understand that they have to protect the players, and they can't expose their players to outside forces that are outside of their control. Like, everything that they do from this point on is about controlling the controllables. And the minute that you allow fans into the arena, maybe even media members into the arena, all of a sudden, like, you lose some semblance of control. And I just don't think it would be worth it for them to do that.
Chris, stay safe, man. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you guys stay safe as well. See ya.